How beautiful, though he is black, but how beautiful. And how sweet words, I have never heard any sweet word like this. And he was doing like this. His eyelids were nut, always. And that boy turned in at once. Oh, he may know me so quickly. Oh, my mother will believe me, so I am just going, I am returning. And he did in such a mood that Madhavendrapuri took him in his heart. After that boy went and he was watching, chanting, but now no interest in chanting, only looking at it. Who was that boy? Who was that boy? Who was that guy? Only doing. He went. The boy went and he was watching the wave pass. It so much time went, but he was always remembering that. Who was he? In the meantime, a sleepness, a semblance of, kya kahte hain? Semblance of sleep came, what? Not so deep.
Drowsiness.
And he saw in a dream, very beautiful same boy. And what he is narrated. From this Madhavendrapuri, Ishwar Puri path came, not only Ishwar Puri path, the roots of bhakti. Bhakti, Madhavendrapuri is the whole tree. And, not whole tree. And three, nine roots were Paramananda Puri, Ishwar Puri, Brahmananda, and so many.
Nine.
Advaita Chaj also was disciple of same Madhavendra Puri. Also, Bakreshwar Pandit, what? The guru of Gadadhar Pandit. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. All were in this line. Not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not luckily Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Ishwar Puri path. All knowingly they went in this line. So this line is genuine. Now some are doubting. They are the messenger of Kali.
Spy of Kali.
A spy of Kali. You should not trust them. So we should like to be a devotee like Madhavendra. Today is also this appearance day of who was he? Srinivas Acharya. He was disciple of Gopala Bhatta. He was in a very extricated Brahmin family. And for bringing childhood, he was so learned person in Sanskrit and Bengal. Very. And he was so honest and good character person. He first went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit in Navadvip. And then he started from his village, native place. When he came nearer to Navadvip, he heard that Mahaprabhu has left this world. And all his Advaita Acharya, every has been left. Then he became so upset. He started to go for Jagannath Puri. I will meet Gadadhar Pandit. I will meet Swarup Damodar, Raghunath Das and all others. Sikhi Maiti, Madhavi Devi, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, Sarvam Bhattacharya. Very eagerly he was going. But when he was in the way, he heard that Gadadhar Prabhu has disappeared in the उनके शोक में महाप्रभु ऑफ सेपरेशन ऑफ महाप्रभु गदाधर पंडित एंड ही हैज एंटर्ड इन दी डिटी ऑफ गोपीनाथ टोटा गोपीनाथ ही हर्ड दैट सर दामोदर हैज ऑफ ही हर्ड दैट रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी हैज गन टू फ्रॉम जगन्नाथपुरी टू वृंदावन मल्ली टू डाय ही विल गो देयर एंड ही विल जंप इन जमुना और ही विल गो टू गोवर्धन एंड फ्रॉम देयर जंप एंड दस ही विल डाय बट ही कुड नॉट रुक्षनाथम सेप्ट हिम एंड ही बिगन टू लिव इन राधापुर एंड ब्रिंग सो मच हाई क्लास ऑफ भजन देयर यू नो रूप रघुनाथ पदे रहु मोरास प्रार्थना करे सदा नरोत्तम दास ना कृष्ण का रूप रघुनाथ नारे कृष्ण दास अच्छा शिवाचार्य प्रभु आफ्टर दैट ही रिटर्न्ड एंड ही केम टू वृंदावन एंड ही वाज सो मच अपसेट व्हाट टू डू महाप्रभु एंड ऑल हिज फॉलोअर्स हैपन एंड ही वे व्हेन ही केम टू प्रयाग ही हर्ड दैट रूप एंड सनातन बोथ हैज लेफ्ट दिस वर्ल्ड नाउ दिस वाज वेटिंग सो मच लाउडली Anyhow, we went to Vrindavan and he met with Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami kindly kept him with him and began to give his association and all teaching all shastra to him. In the meantime, Narottam Thakur and Shyamanand also went to Vrindavan. And all were in the school of Jiva Goswami. After that, when they were so much matured in all kinds of shastras. Jiva Goswami told that I want to give you all the books of Rupa and Sanatana and of myself and all other books. And you should take it in a block car and go to Bengal and preach all over Bengal. Because now Bengal has become devotee-less. You should preach there very strongly. So, all the books of Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Ujjal Nilmani, Bhakti Goswami, Sindhu and all books and all books compiled by Jiva Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the books were given in the cart. And 2-3 protectors, guards, were going and 3 boys, who? Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda and Srinivasi was more elder than both. And they used to serve him and to obey Srinivasacharya. In the meantime, when the cart was nearer to Bengal, in a very dense forest, some dacoits came and their astrologer told that they have a very precious jewels in the cart. And then the king of the dacoits Hambi was a very dangerous dacoit. He at once followed with his followers. And anyway, when they were sleeping, anyhow, taking rest because they are all tired, in the meantime, quickly they took away, stolen the cart. And when they went there and saw that what is there, oh, only books. Oh, these are papers, not of any use, bogus things. But they kept the card there. In the meantime, when they awoke and they saw that, where is card? And they were doing like this. What became? And weeping so much. Srin was told that you should return to Bengal. And I am here searching and after taking book I will return, otherwise no. So Shyamananda Prabhu and Narottam Thakur went there and they gave some letter to Jiva Goswami and others that books has been stolen. But in the meantime, Srinivas was searching here and there like a beggar boy. One day he went in the council of kings, that is Dhirambi, the commander chief of all the dockers. And he saw that in his council some priest, Brahmin, was reading Srimad Bhagavata and explaining. It seems that this king is very religious and pious, and he has some bhakti with Krishna. So I should anyhow mix with this and I should please him, and then I will search. When the Harikatha explaining of Bhagavata was finished, Srinivas, as a boy of only 18 years, and he stood up and told to King, "O King, I want to explain the same slokes which he has explained. I think he has not explained well." And then he began to explain. King told that, "I want to hear your explanation." And all were so learned. So he began to. What? Madhupakitava bandho maspi sangri shapatnadi. And he explained in such a way the separation mode of Radhika and Gopis and Krishna. Himself he was weeping so bitterly. And all the counselors began to weep. And he explained 3-4 hours. And quickly time passed. After 3-4 hours, when he finished one sloka, and then king himself with his all counselors went in and fell flat on the lotus feet of Srinivasa. Oh, how beautiful it is. We want that you should initiate us. We are all searching up a very pure, bona fide, qualified guru. I see that in the whole world, I cannot have a guru like you. You are bona fide. I have never seen a person like you, so qualified. He told that, "I can, but you will have to give some dakshina to me, otherwise not. If you are taking Harinam or Diksha or initiation and not giving something, donation, not donation but dakshina to Gurudev, that Diksha will not be successful. Initiation will, Guru will not never want anything, but we should do. Shorten. If you are Brahmachari, you cannot give, then you should give yourself, your body, mind, soul, everything. And if he is Grihastha, he should give anything. What is so precious and which will be useful for my Gurudev, they should give." So he told, the king answered that, "I know this thing. I will give you anything you like." Then he told, I lost a full of books. And very useful, like more than jewels valuable. So if you can give me this donation, then I can." King began to smile. Oh, how he knew that these books are with me and how can help? And he again fell flat on the lotus feet. "Just now I am giving you. Before initiation. And after initiation, I will give myself, my kingdom, my whole family, everything, forever." And then, at once he ordered that bullock horse to be brought here, with as it was, full of books. Oh, when books were brought, Srinivas Pandit fell flat and doing pranam to all the books, like if they are Jiv Goswami, Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Krishna, and all others. There was the explanation of Sanatana Goswami, Vaishnava Toshini of Bhagavatam. Jiv Goswami, Lagu Vaishnava Toshini, and all the books of Srila Rupa Goswami, Ujjwala Nilmani, Bhaktriya Swami Sindhu, all the books of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Sandarbha, all these such Sandarbha were there, Sarsambhadi and all so beautiful. Gopal Champu, all. And he became so melted. He told that you have given me life. Then he initiated, not only him, his wife, his children, and his all ministers, associates, counselors. And king gave his heart, mind, soul, and everything to him. I am your eternal servant. And he never disobeyed in his whole life. We see in these days that you have initiated anyone, and he will give you everything, and next day he will go to another guru, Sahajiya guru, or any other guru, Brahmavadi guru, here, there. And he will, if Gurudev will tell, oh, kindly come to me, I will not come. So, now it is a very big problem, and that is why we are not having Krishna prema. No bhakti, pure bhakti. So we should try to follow Srinivasacharya. And then he took all the cards and went to Bengal, nearer to Katwa, and then Shyamananda and Narottam Thakur were also called, and so many were called, and in our whole Bengal, even to Assam, and everywhere, Manipur, Bhakti was preached. He was so a scholar. Then he used to explain Srimad Bhagavatam. Waiting. And Krishna, with his all beloved gopis, they used to come and to give darshan. And he was a very beautiful kirtaniya. And he had so many rag and ragini. Melody. And he used to play on mridanga as if he will quickly jump. Also Srimacharya. They have some ragri, Manohar Shahi and Garanhati, Manohar Shahi. Somebody beautiful ragini. Ragini, you know that? Oh, good. Sare gama pa dha ni sa, and then sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa. Very beautiful melody. When Krishna used to sing in pancham, in five, then gopi followed and they used to sing in seven, and Krishna has no tune there. And then Krishna used to tell, oh, sadhu, 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 I cannot do like you. So, one of the daughter was named Hemlata Thakurani. He became preacher, very famous preacher. He was perhaps married to anyone. And she was very famous preacher. So many disciples she made. And thus she was famous. He was married, Srimad Pandit. But even Ramananda was also married. But Narottam Thakur was not married. But all used to give the same respect to three. And when they used to meet together, like bosom brother, like what?
Bosom
friend. We should try to follow them and to be devotee like them. If you are falling, only 1% even, it is enough for us. So you should be a strong follower of all these. I have come here only to sprinkle their mercies to you in a drop. You should not disobey Never doubt anything in bhakti. Only you want to, you should try to give your akhand prem, akhand love, whole love. Only to Krishna and devotees, not to anyone. Don't what?
Divide.
To any fraction. Then you will be a pure devotee. Gaur Brahman. Today will be some play. Not today. They are not ready. Then any kirtan?
Thank you.